Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sander.
Good morning, anglers. Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app on Facebook and YouTube Live. Sounds like we're having a little bit of a ups and downs on the YouTube and Facebook part of it, but the Let's Talk Hookup app rolling strong, and we're having a great time listening with you this morning, talking Dana Landing summer kickoff sale. This is the event of the year at Dana Landing. Some amazing sales, some great times, talking about some great fishing, great tackle opportunities. This morning's just been a great show. We've had a great time here in the first hour, and man, really looking forward to rolling into hour number two here, Corey.
You kind of glazed over that pretty slick right there, Rick, but you... What you're doing is incredible. Running everything, getting it going, and you're doing an excellent job. And the little hiccups presented, you're handling it perfectly. And we're stoked to be here, not on 97.3 The Fan this hour, but we are on YouTube, Facebook Live, and the Let's Talk Hookup app. If you ever have an issue, Let's Talk Hookup app usually is the best place to go and get it done. And having the boys in here from Dana Landing, their big kickoff sale next week, and Rick, like you mentioned, and we're giving away a $100 gift card.
Crazy.
Right? To Dana Landing.
$100 shopping spree.
But that could be for any one of Stephen's three shops. That could be at Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, which is a really cool locals-only kind of... I don't want to say locals-only, but yeah. It's where the locals go to shop.
Yep.
Or you can go to East County Bait and Tackle. It's where all the freshwater needs are met right there. They've got all the Gucci stuff. You know, down here at Fisherman's Landing, at Dana Landing, there's a jig wall. But you go into East County, and there's a damn swim bait wall that is probably worth more than the shop itself, right?
No doubt.
And all the little finesse stuff, too, that comes into play at all our local shops. And when it comes to an El Salto trip or a Picachos trip, where else do you go other than East County Bait and Tackle?
Or Santee Lakes or right? Everywhere else. I mean, that is a fantastic shop.
Yeah.
I mean, we're in there all the time. It's around the corner from my house. And the staff that you guys have in there, both of guides and true bass professionals to the mix of the hardest core kids that fish bass every day of their life. It's a really, really great mix in that store.
So we're giving away a $100 gift card to one of those three shops, Loon Grove Bait and Tackle, East County Bait and Tackle, or Dana Landing on Mission Bay. And on top of that, another lucky winner. We're going to flip a coin and we'll see who wins one or the other. But we're a full day skiff rental. Center console out of Dana Landing. It's so cool you offer those, Steve and John. I mean,
that's awesome.
It's an intro to so many people fishing and Mission Bay. And I think I was thinking about this. We were talking about how cool Mission Bay is. And I think what really makes it is there's such a healthy eelgrass area in Mission Bay. It's so much eelgrass. And it's something that the boys up at Newport Harbor that fish there all the time, or Los Alamitos Bay, or those bays up there, they wish they had. Like, they find a little hatch cover patch of eelgrass, and it holds, like, the whole population of spotted bay bass, you know? And Mission Bay's full of it.
Yeah, there's just square miles of it.
Literally.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, speaking of good fishing and good biting fish, we're going to continue on with our catch report, and we've got our private boater buddy standing by, Corey.
And there he is, man. We've got Mark Wish. The catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, and it's where you get your premier processing experience. Check out the Easier Online system to book your processing for your long-range trips, and with more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. They're located in Old Town on Taylor Street, or you can check them out at fishermansprocessing.com and make your reservations today, and I bet Mr. Wish has got a report that we're going to want to hear. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Corey, Ricky, Steve, John. You got a great team in there today. It's been fun listening to everybody there. So we made it here to May. Definitely feels like spring. Conditions are improving out there on the water almost everywhere. And there's been some darn good fishing this week. Up at the Channel Islands, you know, they had a little break in the weather. Those poor guys, you know, they get beat up badly. But The guys that made it out this week, man, they had some great catches of both halibut and sea bass. Big schools of sea bass at Roots, Santa Rosa and Cruz both. And lots of halibuts also, man. There's been just a lot of that halibut up there and some good ones, both at the upper islands there and then backside of Anacapa also. Just a lot of fish at those islands right now. Pretty good stuff. San Nicolas Island, not so much. You know, the weather was a bit of an issue there. Guys had a tough time getting there. The boats that did make it, no exotics, just cods. Santa Barbara Island, a little inside Nick there, a little more protected from the weather. Lots of cods also, of course, but some signal on sea bass and halibut. At least one boat that I know of, probably more, but one boat for sure did make it out there and made a catch on sea bass and halibut. So that stuff's still there, probably in bigger numbers than anybody suspects. I love that little island up there. At Catalina, still kind of status quo. Squids backside middle, a couple other spots, but most of it's backside middle. Halibut still biting on the shallow beaches there. On frontside and backside, it's just a lot of halibuts this year. It looks good. Sea bass on the bait grounds at night and kelp lines and beaches daytime. It's been just fair fishing, not like it was a week or two ago, and we'll see if we get reloaded on this next moon phase here. But the water is warming up, 61, 62, cleaning up, starting to look pretty good. At San Clemente Island, that is just a weird setup over there. This time of year is usually good fishing at Clemente, but it's very slow on the gamesters. There's just not much around. But good calico bass fishing, of course, and again, lots of cods, no shortage of cods. On the coast, now it's really nice to see the improved halibut fishing up in Santa Monica Bay. You know, I fished up there for years. We used to run from Huntington Harbor up there because it was so good. And it just suffered, man. They went through some lean years for whatever reason. But this year it's looked like it's kind of bouncing back, man. There's been a lot of good ones here this week. Best one that I know of was 43.6 pounds caught on a mackerel. Congratulations, Jeff, man. You sent me that picture, and it's like, whoa, check this one out, man. That's a beauty. And just a heads up, guys. We are going to have to deal with some weather here. Forecast to come up big time this afternoon, tonight, tomorrow for sure, 25, 30 knots like that. So probably a good time to maybe stay off the water and get some of that maintenance and whatever you need to get done and get ready for next weekend when it looks like conditions are going to be much, much better. So there's a lot of fish around. We do got a little hiccup coming, and we'll get back with it and see what turns up here for the rest of the week.
That's a great report, Mark. And like you said, a little hiccup tomorrow with the wind, but this time of the year we recover just as quickly and look forward to some good fishing and the sea bass and yellowtail and all the tuna around. Definitely some good stuff happening.
Yeah, that's for sure. And, hey, I want to mention if we got a second here. So last week one of the callers – asked Jim Hendricks about how to make a long cast, a longer cast with his sardine to catch a bluefin tuna. And Ricky chimed in with what was absolutely stellar advice, that it's not always about a long cast. It's a lot of times it's a little shorter underhand cast with the perfect bait, and then you manage the bait to get him to swim away from the boat. And that, to me, is some of the best bluefin fishing advice ever. I first was schooled in that by John Grabowski, Captain John Grabowski, legendary long-range captain. He was on one of our Royal Star trips a number of years back. He got on the boat with one rod, a CalStar 700L, which is not, you know, super heavy-duty typical bluefin tackle, but a 700L, Pen 500, 30-pound Andy, and some little small 1-0 hooks, 1s and 1-0s. And I watched him during the course of that trip. We had pretty good bluefin fishing. We had a lot of them around. Of course, they didn't want to bite all that much. But he absolutely schooled us on how to do that underhand flip, manage your bait. If it's not swimming fast, out and down, pop it off within 30 seconds, get another bait. Made all the difference in the world, and I have never forgotten that lesson. It's caught me a lot of bluefins over the years.
Yeah, and that's truly, you know, you think about that, and it's not only tuna fishing. I mean, that's yellowtail. Yeah. That could be calico bass on the half-day boat. That could be a number of different things, and it really, it all relates to just getting that nice bait in the water without slapping. I heard Rick say that, and then if you missed last week's show, you can hear that on the app. Jim Hendricks, a wealth of information and great information, Mark, and best bait tanks in the world, as brought to us from Joey at Everingham Brothers. And definitely the best in the industry, yep. And they ship around the world, Mark.
Yeah, we do, as a matter of fact. Okay, guys, well, that's this week's report, and we'll see what we can scrounge up for next week. And you guys have a great rest of the show. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that very much. Definitely got a couple of notes about some of the YouTube and Facebook having audio issues hearing the caller side of it, everything that Steve and John have been saying coming through, but some marks. But, again, as we always say, Let's Talk Hookup app is always the best and most reliable. Everything straight there. So if you were listening on YouTube or Facebook and had some of those hiccups, just switch over to the app. That's the easiest. And
why would they want to watch us anyway, Rick?
I don't know, man. I'd love to see Steve and Johnny, but I get it for sure. Yeah. But again, if you're having any issues, that Let's Talk Hookup app, clean and clear and ready to go. Hey, with that said, we got some great text standing by. Lots of great text messages today. I wanted to read this one from Bill in Breckenridge, and there's really only one Bill in Breckenridge that texts the show all the time, and we're certainly stoked about that. He said, I'm so thankful to Johnny for helping me with all of his killer advice in the tackle shop. I've rented their great bait boats many times in the past, and I've caught bonefish in the, quote, crazy basin. My question is, what advice do you have for where, when, and how to catch bonefish in San Diego Bay? In the Bay. Mission Bay.
I mean, you definitely want to concentrate around the back areas, you know, the farthest inshore areas. One of our buddies went out, it's probably been about 3 weeks ago, and he got like four on plastic.
He did, four bonefish.
Yeah.
In Mission Bay,
and he was fishing a nethead rig, with a swinging nethead rig with some little Z-man. They look like a shrimp almost.
Oh,
they're kind of like a little mini crawdad.
Yeah.
But the net head and that Elastec, those baits are really buoyant. So it pulls it down onto the bottom and then lifts up. And he just happened to land on them, I think.
For those that don't know, a net head is like a mushroom style that lays on the bottom and holds your offering straight up.
Straight up, yeah. So like when you pull it, it'll go horizontal, and when you pause, it
sticks straight up.
Points the tail straight up. So that seemed to work for whatever reason. But normally, like if I was going to target bonefish, I would use live ghost shrimp.
There's nothing better, man.
Yeah, nothing better than ghost shrimp. But there's, you know, the areas where you're going to catch the ghost shrimp in Mission Bay, there's also going to be, like, spotfin croaker, yellowfin croaker. I've caught corbina in the bay, like, just like the ones in the surf. You catch them in the bay, too. But I think it's just a matter of, you know, of landing on them. You never know. It's just one of those fish. I think it'd be difficult to target, but if you're putting in your time, eventually you're going to land on them, and you're using the right bait or lure.
And I think that's what's interesting about Mission Bay too, Johnny. It's like if you get geeked out and you fish it often, and you're on there a couple times a week or even once a week, the areas change. Like you might be getting them off Ski Beach one week, and it's like the hot zone.
Yep.
But the following day or week, they might be in Sail Bay or Paradise Point area.
That's true. And the one thing I've kind of noticed that the kids who are fishing there all the time, what they target, especially for shore fishing, is the minus tides.
So they fish those
minus tides because, you know, Mission Bay being man-made, it's dredged out. And there's a line all the way around the shoreline where there's beach, where there's a drop off, and that's kind of where the eelgrass starts at that drop off. If you're shore fishing when the tide gets really low, you can almost walk right out to that drop off. So your casts are covering that zone. Now they're targeting like shortfin corvina and
spotted bay bass, halibut,
shortfin corvina, using you know, stick baits and stuff. But they target those times, like when the minus tide, when it starts flowing back in, and you know, then you get a few more of those like exotic type fish. They get some bonefish. They'll fish real small swim baits too. Well, like 1/8 ounce.
Crazy.
Yeah, 1/8 ounce, 2.5 inch.
Tiny.
Yeah,
Johnny, I don't have them in the shop, but I'm bringing down some of those 2.5, the 3-inch skinnies.
Oh, you know which ones I'm talking about?
Yeah, like the little tiny miniature ones.
People will...
I'm bringing some down. Yeah.
We'll swoop those up.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah, some of the guys are fishing, you know, 6-pound. They'll fish mono, like 6- and 4-pound mono.
That's what's... Mission Bay is so unique. Like, you could access any place, except for, like, the SeaWorld property.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
You can access almost the entire
bay.
Yep. It's super unique. And I don't know if you knew this, but it's the... country's largest aquatic park.
Yep.
You did know.
All man-made,
Right? They've got a few hours on that.
But it's something that most people don't know.
Yeah. Hey, here's another great text and a well-deserved kudos as well. What a great show, you guys. For anybody that's heading down to Dana, I want to give a shout-out to their reel repair and service department run by Doug. I had some major reel issues that I took to several shops. Doug took a lot of time and effort to find the problem and fix the reel when most of the others would have told me to send it back to the company or just buy a new one. You guys do a fantastic job. That's from Brian in San Diego.
I got to give Doug his props because there's times where he spends so much time fixing this reel, and I'm like, Dougie, just tell him it's no good. You know, just move on, you know? And he's just like, nope.
I'm going to get it.
Right, Johnny? He comes in, this. And he gets it done and, you know, we fix a lot of reels from other places. So.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, that I hear a lot about, Doug, is there's some people's method of fixing reels, and it's just by throwing parts at them. And to a fault, Doug, is not that way. You know, like, I've seen it plenty of times when, like, oh, there's an issue. Well, I'll just replace this, and one of those things is going to fix it. He's not. He fixes the problem of the reel.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that can save you some very serious dough when it's all said and done. Reel parts are not cheap these days. You know, bearings don't cost $4 like they used to. They cost $14 or $24. And if you've got a guy that's taking the time to actually service and repair the reel rather than just throwing parts in it, like, there's a major cost savings there. That's cool. Well, hey, appreciate the text very much. Corey, you got a text standing by?
I do, absolutely. And it comes from Jason in San Diego, and appreciate him sending a text through the app there. It says, good morning, gentlemen. What a great show. Cannot wait for next week. I'll be coming down. I'm going to be getting, I wanted to get a Tranks 500 and a Saragossa 10,000. Do you guys have those in stock, and are they on sale? Also, does that come with free line?
Yes, and yes.
Yep.
How about that?
There's that
one. That's again,
that summer kickoff sale. Yeah. Everything, all about it. That's exactly what this sale is all about. I love it so much. All right, I had another good text as well. It says, good morning, guys. What a great show. Two of the most generous and helpful guys in the industry are in your studio today. Good to see you guys at the CCA Anthony Shea Banquet. Many thanks for your support there, too. I'd also really like to encourage everybody to come down on Saturday and support Dana Landing. That's from Dave in Poway.
So I was going to mention, I was going to just bring it up.
That's a great time to do it.
I we all went to that CCA Anthony Shea Award dinner for Dave Pfeiffer. And, you know, I have to admit, you know, those guys hit a home run. It was
100%.
Such a fun event. There was nothing that could be improved. It was just a great event. 300, the right people in the building having a great time. It was super fun. And I, you know, I'm somewhat involved in that. So the goal has always been to be the Anthony Shea Award dinner is, we're going. And I really, truly think that CCA is there where it's just an event that I'm in next year. It was,
totally.
It was just a fun event. Raised a bunch of money. I mean, I think we did extremely well, but a great, easy event.
And just fun to get to see everybody in the fishing industry and see all the port. Obviously, show your support for someone so deserving of such a high-esteemed award. It's a conservation award, and, you know, few people more deserving than a Dave Pfeiffer. But you nailed it best. Just the night itself was fantastic. See everybody, great food, have some drinks, get to BS. Fun times, unbelievable raffle prizes that you could both, you know, silent auction and live auction. The food was great. It's everything about it. That was you said it best. That was a true home run.
Because otherwise, you're seeing everyone at the PCS show, and you got about 45 seconds where you have to run back to your booth and open up and talk. Yeah. It was just chill. I mean, everyone you knew. And so that's why, to the public, like, I really think about it next year. It's a year off, but think about it. It's going to be next May sometime. Same event, just you should really come. It is such a cool event.
With that being said, where are you going to be on May 17th?
I'm going to be...
At the Beacon Award.
I am going to be at the Beacon Award, yes.
I think we all are, right?
Yes,
We're our good buddy here. Pete Gray is going to be honored as the Beacon Award recipient at the CCA held there at Marina Village, right on Mission Bay, adjacent to Dana Landing and Seaforth.
Yes. Yep. Yeah,
right there.
We can scroll right over.
I think there's still tickets, isn't there, Rick?
I mean, it's the Apps and Taps event and a really, really good time. We're certainly excited for Apps and Taps, and it's, next Saturday at Marina Village. Another just great event. Yep. Good food, great people, good to stand by and hang out with everybody, and, man, we're really looking forward to that. It's going to be another great
one. A lot of fun.
Yeah,
sold out. And they do such a great job, like you mentioned, with the Anthony Shea Award there in Long Beach with for Dave Pfeiffer. They do such an awesome job, and I was so blinded to it. Myself, I speak for myself, I was embarrassed, right, because I had not been to an event, and I went where DART was awarded the Beacon Award, and I promised to be at these events because it really – not only is it a good time and an awesome raffle and, you know, donate your I mean, for me, $100 or $200 donation and raffle and just a good time and with like-minded people.
Yeah. And keep in mind, except for Chris and Tony, who are employees, everyone else is a volunteer. Every single other person is a volunteer. And the reason we're all here is to conserve our fishing rights, so that we have a spot for our kids, our grandkids to go fishing. Because without someone like CCA, which is a nationwide, you know, well-funded, experienced group, we wouldn't be fishing here.
We would be railroaded.
Bluefin would probably be gone, probably. Anchovy would probably, or a sardine would probably be gone.
The latest sand bass.
Sand bass, that would have a lot to do with it. But they're involved in all of that. When you go to these meetings, they're planning out so far. People just don't understand how far ahead they are. They see what's coming down the pike and already get the amount of work that Wayne, who is now retired,
but supposedly retired.
Yeah, right. You know, Wayne, he can't really retire. But anyways, again, to everyone on that volunteers all their time, it's their only motivation is to conserve and protect our rights to go fishing. That's it. That's the motivation. No other
one. How does one, as a listener, get involved in the 17th? May 17th, the Apps and Taps, Marina Village. I think it's $100.
That includes either your renewal or your CCA enrollment. So you'd be a member of CCA, which everyone should be that's listening to this radio show. So it includes both of that. And I think, what's it, $95?
It's under $100, but it's all the food and beverage and all the beer. Yeah. All these breweries bring down their latest brews, and Jeff Roberto usually has a Bluefin he's carving up, and it's just a great time for sure.
If you think how short $100 is towards being able to go fishing, I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
That's no joke. You know, without CCA, we're not going to be fishing.
Yeah, so come on down, May 17th. And I think they can go to CCA's website.
Yes.
And
you can buy tickets right on there.
There it is. Come on down.
Yep,
that's it. It's going to be a great time and a great event. And it's honoring a great dude in Pete Gray. And it's just going to be a fun time, and we can't wait. Well, hey, let's jump right back into the text. They are packed full. And how about this time we talked, we get a text from Joe from La Mesa. Good morning, guys. What an excellent show. I'm really excited about this event. You've been talking a lot about CCA. Are those guys going to be there? I'm looking forward to signing up. Also, I know I had mentioned it earlier, maybe you didn't catch it. Wants to know, Johnny, what you think the best deal of the show is going to be. We talked about it once, but maybe you could give us what you think your second best deal is going to be.
Second best. Well, you know, the Maui Gym, Costa Del Mar, that's a huge thing, being able to, because those sunglasses don't go on sale. And
is Bob Hoos going to be there?
Bob Hoos will be there. And we're, like I said, we're giving $50 gift card for that.
And that's coming from you at the shop. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
like, you're literally giving a $50 gift card to the shop for purchasing a pair of glasses.
Yeah, if you want, we're going to have, like, knife jigs and slow pitch jigs. They're buy two, get one. But there is going to be a section of knife and slow pitch for, loading up for tuna or rockfish or whatever, that they're going to be a buy one, get one. So
yep. CCA, I don't think it's going to – their schedule is just insane.
Yeah,
they can't physically keep up. But we have the CCA Star Boat that you could win is in front of Damon.
Hey,
that,
cool.
That's where it's stored. So we'll have that available there. We'll have the rulers if you're the measuring tape if you're joining it and everything. And I'm more than happy to help you sit down and either join the star tournament, which is a no-brainer to me, and or just CCA on its own.
Steve, my hat's off to you. Okay, you shop owner, you know, like many tackle shops in Southern California, they come to work, they operate their shop, and then they go home, they go fishing, they do whatever they do. Steven, for you listeners, Steven is a quiet assassin. He not only runs these shops, Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, East County Bait and Tackle, Dana Landing, and Mission Bay, he's so deeply involved with CCA and Friends of Rollo. On the board, takes care of a lot of things, contributes, and pulls out his pocketbook for many, many things quietly. And I say this because you're looking at me like you don't want it said because you quietly do it.
Steve doesn't do it for the accolades.
Thank you.
I definitely don't, but I the obvious reasons. But I remember Frank Lopresti telling me, you know, talking about Friends of Rollo, and he's just like, you know, you get a 12-year-old kid out fishing. He goes, in 5 years, that kid's 17. He's driving back to your shop to. You know, I mean, if we don't keep these kids fishing or get them going, we're going to be done. If we don't protect our rights, we're done. I'm just out of a job. I mean, I obviously I want my son to be able to fish. That's the number one reason. At the end of the day, it's keeping us all employed. You know, that's
it's keeping the ball rolling.
It is. Yeah.
Just come down next Saturday to the event. Support Dana Landing. Get your, of all things, you purchase a $5 raffle ticket to what myself as a vendor and the other vendors are bringing as a giveaway.
Yep.
Huge table of giveaway, $5 raffle ticket. You're getting a Salty Crew beverage,
probably
adult
worth
$4,
right?
Right? Yeah. Exactly. And free pulled pork sandwiches. Yep. Which we've had multiple texts. Is it a one-time through?
Supplies last.
Half of our texts are excited about you guys telling everybody about it, and the other half are, well, don't tell everybody about it. Like, that's the best thing that those guys do, and we're planning on going there, and I can't get there until 10, so I don't want to be half the techs are excited about the big sale and all the extra stuff that you guys do.
I'm going to be smoking a lot of pork shoulders this week.
Yes, so. You are. No doubt about it.
Nothing better, man, than the deli at Mission Bay right there.
You got it. Well, hey, we got Dave on the line this morning. Good morning, Dave. Dave, you coming to us here this morning?
Hello?
Hey, there you are. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing today? Sorry, I'm on the road on a family day, but I heard your conversation going on today.
Yeah. Hey, all about the CCA apps and taps.
Absolutely.
All right,
Rick,
this is Dave with the CCA
Steve,
this morning.
Johnny, good morning. Yeah.
Good morning.
Hey, yes, we will be out at the the Dana Landing Summer Kickoff. CCA will be there. You can come out and participate with us and buy your ticket to apps and taps and join in for the festivities to celebrate Pete Gray. Plenty of food, drinks, breweries, raffle prizes, a good event to come and participate. Renew your membership or sign up as a new member. $95 entry, May 17th from 4 to 8 p.m. at Marina Village Baja Room. It's going to be fun.
That's awesome. Well, we can't wait. We've been talking about it here this morning and super excited. Obviously, CCA honoring a great guy in the leader here on Let's Talk Hook Up and Pete Gray. And it's just a fun night. Celebrating fishing and everything that CCA does and raising some money while eating some great food and having some great drink and just getting to hang with everybody in the fishing industry. We're going to have a great time.
Dave's another guy who...
It's going to be a great time. Great time with some nice music. Hey, I sent Pete a message this morning, not knowing he was out of town or not going to be on the show today, but I'd like to throw in a ticket to the event for whoever wins the text or call in today. And actually, I'll throw in another ticket for tomorrow's winner.
That's awesome. Well, we appreciate it very much. One more time, give us the info if somebody wants to join Apps and Taps. Again, the 17th, coming right up here in just a couple of weeks, and it's going to be a great time. Again, the location and how we join you, Dave.
Sure. So the location will be at Marina Village in Mission Bay in the Baja Room on Saturday, May 17th from 4 to 8 p.m. Tickets can be purchased online at ccacalifornia.org. Go over to the events page and look for the Apps and Caps event. All purchases can be done online. You can find us at the Dana Landing Summer Kickoff if you want to buy your purchase your tickets there. And also, you can follow us on social media, CCA California, Facebook, and, you know, get informed and get with the program and protect the rights of fish.
Awesome. Great job, Dave. Appreciate the info very much, and we'll look forward to seeing you on the 17th at Apps and Taps.
All right, guys. Thank you. Great show
Thanks,
today.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate
All
you very
right.
much.
Hey, we're going to be right back. You're listening to the boys from Dana Landing on Mission Bay and next week's big kickoff sale next Saturday, and we're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app and YouTube and Facebook Live.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com. And sign up for special deals and more.
Enter into spring with powerful deals on new Yamaha outboards during Yamaha's Ride the Wave sales event. Now through May 21st, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of warranty protection. Looking for a lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $500 in dealer credit. That's up to 7 years of warranty protection or up to $500 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends May 21st, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty for select motors. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Talk about Shimano.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and what an opportunity to talk Shimano with the big summer kickoff sale going up. All reels going to be on sale, including that fantastic new Tranks that we had talked about earlier. And, man, speaking of Tranks, it's the right time. That reel, across the board, everything you want to do inshore, from the small 150s for fishing your bay bass all the way up to the Tranks 500 for casting a popper to a bluefin and everything in between, and all of them will be available this weekend at the summer kickoff sale. Yeah, Johnny? Yeah.
And we have everyone, left hand, right hand, 150 up through 500.
Power gears, slow gears, yep, double paddle handle, whatever you want, all of it available and all on sale at the big summer kickoff sale.
Awesome. Correct. That is correct.
Wait. For more information on Tranks, check out your local Shimano dealer, or better yet, head on down to Dana Landing and get one today.
Take a closer look at the Ford F-150. You'll see hard work, a great adventure, and so much more. Inside and out, it's designed for the family, the road trip, and the most demanding job. The 2025 Ford F-150, whether it's gas, hybrid, or all electric, to meet your needs. From California's best-selling truck brand, it's time to see Ford in a new light. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today to see the great selection across the full truck lineup.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Sorry about that, Corey.
No, it's all good, man. We're having a good time, and we're having such a great time in here with John and Steven from Dana Landing on Mission Bay. We're talking about the big summer kickoff sale next weekend, next Saturday. And like a vendor as myself, we're there at 6 or 7 in the morning. It starts at 8 a.m., though, 8 a.m. until the shop closes. But all the vendors will be there till 1. Come on down. It's like we were talking about pulled pork sandwiches and $5 raffle tickets from the vendors giving away gifts and stuff. Yep. But for Salty Crew beer and all the all the killer happenings down at Mission Bay next weekend.
Yeah.
Dana Landon and Mission Bay. Yep. And having them in studio is so cool, Rick.
Fantastic event. Well run. Killer sales. Great times. The phones and texts have absolutely been packed solid of everybody wanting to talk more about it. And we're going to jump right back into those texts. This one was from Steve in Fallbrook. Good morning, guys. Well, the best kept secret is out of the bag, and that's the Dana Landing skiff rentals in Mission Bay. It's our favorite. We do it all the time. Can't wait to see you next Saturday, and very excited about Johnny's pulled pork. And he said there's no secret about that being delicious. So looking forward to coming down. It's almost been hard to pick texts for the show. There's probably over 100 that have already come in, and they all say the same thing. We love you guys. We love Dana Landing. We love all the people. We love the crew. It's like the texts are on repeat of just nothing but accolades for you guys, and that doesn't happen by accident.
And know, just as many for Dougie, too, with the real repair.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Hats off to him.
I got three guys putting all those texts out. So.
Right?
Well, they're doing a good job at it, no doubt about it. I had another very important one, and it's for Steve. It says, good morning, Steve. I need to know, will Ben be at the event? And what's the deal with the with his Rancho Laird narrow ring toss? Got to get the update. That's from Hills.
So he will not. He's got his sixth grade school trip to Sacramento, San Francisco, so he will not be there.
Sixth grade already.
That's unreal. The end of sixth grade.
That's unreal.
It's crazy. He's 12-year-old going on 18 right now, but he knows more than I do. But anyway.
I was going to say 21.
But. Yeah. So, I got that on, and, we were so fortunate to have John Ben the ring toss.
So
and
cool.
I have it. We have a... my backyard set up for like basically outdoor living, and we have it there. And Ben and I play a fair amount. Yeah, it's just we've all been down the range so many times, but it has always been my favorite place. I've traveled all over the world. It was just the spot for me. John and Jen, it was just such a great place. Anyways, the ring toss, the entire place, that's all I remember is the ring toss. So I was very fortunate to get it, and from a gift basically from John and Jen. So that is in the backyard. So. You guys are welcome to come over, and we're keeping it going. Still there.
Right. How cool is that? I love
right?
it. Very fun. And Corey, you had a fun text for one?
I do. This comes from John Amira Mesa, and thanks again, John, for sending the text through the app there. It says, Steve and Johnny, I've heard reports recently in pretty decent short fin Corvina bite in parts of San Diego Bay. Do you know if the fish have made a bigger showing in Mission Bay and enough to target them as opposed to incidental catches? Short fin Corvina, man. It's one of those things that...
It's been good. It's been good.
Mission Bay.
In Mission Bay, yeah. The guys in the know are doing really well. One of our former employees came in the other day. I mean, he caught one, had to have been 35 inches. Huge. I've never seen... I mean, he had pictures of it. I mean, the back was, 4 or 5 inches across. Giant.
You're kidding.
Yeah. On a Zara Spook one knocker.
Wow.
And someone else fishing the Corvina back there. There was a good bite going on. These guys won't tell us the exact spots.
Well, I heard back there. But, I don't know. Is that an indication?
But they had a 30 inch striped bass that was mixed in with them.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
A 30-inch sea bass?
Striped bass. Mixed in with the Corvina.
You're kidding me. No. Even more of that. Crazy.
On top water. So.
You're kidding me.
Nope. So those guys.
This is the, you know what? Yep. This is the info you get at Dana Landing on Mission Bay. Right here. Yeah. So what you're hearing.
That's why we have such a giant Lucky Craft section is because.
Crazy.
Guys,
the hard jerk bait.
Yeah. 110 flash minnows I guess these guys are putting them to use right now, and they said it's been as good a Corvina year this spring as they've ever seen.
How crazy. And it's something that has been here a long, long time, decades, that nobody knew about. It was in San Diego Bay. It was a fishery that was only touched by a few, and now over the last 15 years or so, it's become mainstream and social media exposed, right? But to have it in Mission Bay, I mean, it's kind of bled over to Mission Bay. And I know there's like an incidental catch in the surf. I caught one in the surf last year.
They'll be in the surf also.
And the short fin Corvina, a lot of people don't even know. They're like sea bass family. They look like a short juvenile white sea bass. But it's like a southern, central, southern Baja fish.
Yeah.
Sea of Cortez.
Yeah. 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 Well, they have like an orange mouth and short fin. They're pretty easy to tell from white sea bass because they got these long fang teeth in the roof of their mouth.
But important to mention that they're not orange mouth Corvina.
No, they're not orange mouth. No.
But they do have that little bit of orange mouth.
Yeah. They still kind of.
They're short fin.
Yeah.
They're short, so cool, man. I have that in their backyard.
It's been, it's been good fishing this year.
And striped bass.
Striped
on
bass,
top?
Yeah,
that is so cool.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah, the kids at the shop, you'd be astounded at the amount of striped bass they've caught in the last couple of years.
And Gundy has been mentioning it.
Yeah,
you know,
more
the
and more and more every week. Yeah.
But not only more and more, but 8 to 10 pounders, like talking
most,
about.
Most of the ones these guys are seeing are, I would say, like, under 24 inches. So not really big ones, but.
3 to 5 pounders?
Yeah, but getting numbers. They said if you find, in the surf, if you find zones that have anchovy, pelicans working on the surf line and anchovy, there's stripers there.
That's
crazy, so cool,
man.
I love it. Hey, well, speaking of good fishing, we got a little bonus. We got Captain Mike Pritchard of the Tribute on the line right now. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
We're doing great, buddy. Good morning. Anxious to hear what's going on out on the water this morning.
We just got in this morning. We kind of changed our trips around here for the end of the week just to accommodate the weather. And this afternoon, it sounded like this morning as we're getting in, it was already getting pretty rugged. And this afternoon and tomorrow doesn't look very user-friendly for being on the water. So we moved our day-and-a-half trip to leaving Thursday night. We just got in. Bluefin fishing was a little on the tougher side. We did end up with 11 bluefin the first night from 40 to 70 pounds. They bit for a very short window, I think, for everybody, about 3:30 in the morning. And if guys worked at it, they ended up getting one. Throughout the day yesterday, we were able to find some yellowtail. Nice great yellowtail. I'm pretty eager. We ended up with 31 yellows to go with our 11 bluefin. And we're going to switch things up here a little bit, especially for our midweek trips. We're going to do a morning departure day and a half trip, which will give us an opportunity to fish on the way out. And like I said, there's been some good kelp paddy fishing, a full night of bluefin fishing, and then a little bit of time the next day. So I think really taking advantage of the most you'll ever get out of a day and a half trip, especially with nighttime bluefin fishing.
I mean, that's like you say, I love that you're doing exactly that. Everything that you do with the Tribute is about maximizing the fisherman's opportunity. It would be easier on you to have not done that, but you change things around, whether it be schedule, departure, whatever. It's just solely maximizing the time that your fishermen get to fish at the times that fish is biting, and I think that's such a cool move.
Well, this way, and we started leaving earlier and earlier, and we were on the ground this last year by midnight, which was plenty early enough for the way the fish were, but sometimes these things have been biting at dark. But trying to figure out a way to, the day and a half trips are such a cool way to go. And these early departures, we're going to be leaving at 11 a.m., which gives us the ability to keep 2 days worth of, 2 days worth of limits, which is definitely a bonus. The trip's a few hours longer than our normal day and a half would be, but say if we're leaving on a Sunday morning, we leave Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, we come back Monday night. In a lot of cases, most guys are only going to have to take one day off, or maybe not even that.
And
in turn, you're getting daytime fishing on the way out, a full night, and some daytime fishing on the way back in, which you never know when this bluefin thing is going to – they do bite during the day sometimes. I know it sounds weird, but we've seen it happen. And, if we start getting some yellowfin in the mix or more yellowtail, six or 7 hours of daytime fishing is going to be pretty darn handy.
Nothing like live radio, Mike.
I'm just stoked to have someone else have a phone issue, not just me today. So, yeah, that's great. Yeah, welcome to the team.
I don't know why it does that, and I don't know how to get rid of it, but it is awkward.
all good, Mike.
Well, Mike, great to hear.
High cheekbones or something.
Great to hear that the fishing's going as it is, and great to hear that you continue to do what you always do with the Tribute, and that's just – you don't worry about your sleep, crew sleep time, anything else. You just figure out what the best thing is for us as the fishermen, and we sure appreciate it. What do we got coming up? Trip opportunity to come fishing with you.
So we scratched Sunday morning just because of this weather. Tuesday morning's already got a handful of people on it. And then the weekend's already booked up, so we had to keep the schedule the way it is. Thursday night, we have a one-day trip. So, if we leave on a Tuesday morning, we get in on a Monday morning, get in Tuesday night. We have a Thursday night one day that's already got some people on it. Friday night's almost sold out. And then there's some of these morning departure trips are starting to build up some spots. So a few of them are already going to be a go. And I think it's really trying to plan it out and trying to, you know, give somebody all the opportunity to fish in a short period of time. Like, it's a lot of bang for your buck.
Yep, no doubt about it.
Same price as our day and a half trips.
That's awesome. All right, well, a fantastic job. Great report. Glad to hear the fish are still biting, and we'll jump on next week, let this weather get by us, and get right back on the tribute. Mike, appreciate the phone call very much.
Of course, yeah. Just give Seaforth a call, 619-224-3383 or seaforthlanding.com. Also, we got some pictures up from the last trip. Check that out, and we'll check back with you guys next week.
There it is. Appreciate it very much. Thanks, Mike. Talk to you then. Looking forward to another great one. And, hey, I had a great text here, and it was from Kenny in El Cajon. Says, my question, well, yeah, two questions. One had already been answered, wanting to know about Real Repair Service. And, you know, we talked about what a great job Doug does there. Next, he says, I'm in the market for buying a new CalStar and or Phoenix rod, wondering what the selection is at Dana Landing and if they'll be on sale at the sale. Also, in addition to that, I need to do a warranty claim on a rod. Is that something that Dana Landing can facilitate? Can't wait to see you guys this Saturday.
Yeah, you can take care of the warranty claim, no problem. All the rods are 15% off, and we have, you know, decent selection of probably more Phoenix than CalStar, but we do have both in stock right now.
And on top of that, Johnny, we talk about it on the show all the time. We talk about travel rods.
Yep.
Dana Landing on Mission Bay by far has the best selection of travel rods, like from multiple manufacturers.
Shocker. Steve and Johnny that love to travel and go fishing places happen to have a huge selection of rods to travel and go fishing
places. Exactly. Exactly. But not every shop has them.
Yeah, no, it's not an easy thing to find.
Yeah.
I was talking to Steve Lasley about this.
Yeah.
The travel rod, there's so much that was never available before.
You're so right about that.
It was always just crappy rod that was probably going to break or something like that. But Daiwa, Phoenix, I mean, there's a whole bunch of them. But those two are kind of like the stuff. I mean, it is just crazy how good that stuff is now.
We heard Dwayne Diego on the show talking about that's all he does.
Well, that Daiwa, what rod is that, though?
They have like a swim bait rod.
Yeah.
Like a 8.5-foot swim bait rod. And, I mean, he got, you know, 90-pound GTs on it.
Yeah, he was on the show talking about how badass those rods are. Yes. And there's no issues.
Steve Lasley said they caught a handful of it. They caught a whole bunch of dogtooth tuna, a lot of them over 100 pounds on that rod.
That's crazy.
That didn't exist. Yeah, it just didn't exist.
So you can literally like put that in your suitcase kind of thing.
That's a four-piece rod.
Four-piece rod.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. And to have heard of that 10 years ago, let alone, I mean, 20 years ago, forget it.
Yeah.
10 years ago, iffy.
It may,
It's like only in the last few years, right?
I mean, I ordered him a 4-pound trout rod, and Johnny's like, "Well, which action do you want?" You know, the amount of travel rods and the quality of them is just, it's insane. And to go back, that's kind of our thing. Yeah, we have a ton
so,
available.
So, I mean, why wouldn't you come down on the sale day next Saturday, right?
Take advantage of 15% off,
right? Yeah. And check them out, but. You're kind of the quiet hub of travel rats.
Not quiet.
Right?
That's the spot. No doubt.
We're announcing it. Done.
Yeah, exactly. Done. How about another fun text? This morning, guys. What a great show this is. I cannot wait for next weekend, and this got me extra fired up. I'm going to be purchasing a Tranks 500. I'm also thinking about getting a Saragossa 10,000. Is that a reel that you guys potentially have in stock? And will both of them come with free line? I heard you mention it earlier. I wasn't exactly sure what the line promotion was.
Yeah, we have those in stock. They both come with free line. I'm not doing Hollow Spectre for free, and I'm not doing Max Quattro for free.
Any other Spectre choice. Not the Max Quattro.
And no Hollow. Yeah.
But hey, that's a huge selection, though, outside of that.
But I know it's something you guys carry, and if the line you want, you want to get...
You know, Max Quattro or Hollow, it's half price.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Killer deal.
Yep.
There it is. Hey, appreciate the text very much. Got another one for us here, Corey?
Man, there's so many texts coming through, and I think we're drawing interest in your skiff rentals, Johnny.
Dude, you're not right.
Exactly. So, Mike from Phoenix, how much advance notice do we need for a rented boat there?
And maybe I'll tack one on because we're starting to show time. I had another question that wanted to know what if any safety requirements they need when renting a skiff or just what they need to do.
I saw those, yeah. like about a captain's
boater's card or that kind of stuff.
Okay, so for the skiffs, something we've added in the last couple of years is like we have a reservation system. So if you go on danalanding.com, you can follow the links to the boat rentals and you can, you know, put a reservation on it. So that way you don't have to, you know, you don't have to worry about it. And people always call like, well, I've got it reserved for 8, but I'm running late. Like, once you reserve the boat, we only do reservations for full day rental. It's yours for the whole day. So if you want to come at noon and fish the afternoon,
right,
the boat's
going
to be, it's your boat. The boat's going to be there. As far as safety requirements, the checkout procedure we do, you know, and filling out the waivers and everything is, works in lieu of having a boater education card.
Mm-hmm.
So, that takes care
if
of that.
If you don't have it already, you're fine.
As a legal operator of bare boat rental charters, bare boat rentals, that's what we do.
Yeah.
Our instruction is in lieu of the card.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone's meeting you at the ramp or all that, that's not legal. You have to have a boater. Well, the whole thing is not legal, but you have to have a boater's card.
Right.
Our instruction is in lieu of a boater's card.
This is not something you're new to. You know, you know rental boat, rental equipment for everywhere on San Diego Bay.
Yeah. 33, 34 years.
Yeah, now. You're providing the education that would be within the card when they sign up.
Yep.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Super easy to use, let's be honest. So do not be overwhelmed. These the little flat-bottom skiffs are forward is forward, reverse is reverse. You really can't get in trouble unless you're not paying attention.
And when people return them, they just slide right up to the main pier. You know, your staff
there,
will worry
yeah.
about parking them in the,
yep.
you know, in their finishing spots and everything. It is the coolest deal in town. If you haven't done it and you haven't, you know, and you don't have a boat, it is so much fun. It's yep. inexpensive. It's easy. They are ridiculously stable. Yep. Everything about it's cool. It's a cheap, fun, rad day to go fishing.
Just don't take them out of the bay.
Yeah, don't take them out of the bay. Yeah. Yeah.
And I can't tell you how many times exiting Mission Bay and, hey, Johnny, call Johnny. Hey, yeah. I see one of your blue
skiffs.
You
got a loose one here.
RJ, when he was running the new C4th, dude, this seemed like once a week in the summer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got a blue skiff next to us anchored out there.
That's great.
You know, I remember I had one guy come in one day and he wanted a refund because his bait tank wouldn't work. And I said, well, you got to bring it back to the dock when the bait tank stops so we can fix it away. He goes,
well, how am I going to do that?
He's up off wind and sea.
Oh,
like, you know how long it'd take me to get back? I'm like,
oh, my God.
So they do all have GPSs on it now, so we know exactly where it's going. It puts an alarm. We know exactly where it is.
The alarm goes off.
The alarm goes off, and we'll go get you. So it's going
to
happen.
All right. Hey, we're going to be right back. We're going to find out who's won this $100 gift card to one of the three shops and who's won the full-day rental on the center console out of Dana Landing, Mission Bay. When we return on YouTube, Facebook Live, and at Let's Talk a Kebab.
Power your boat with Norse Lithium, the ultimate choice for marine adventures. Our batteries deliver unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power, packed with cutting-edge technology like Deep Sleep to eliminate phantom draw. Built with rugged BCI-compliant cases, they're designed to handle the toughest conditions on the water. Stay in control with the Norsk Guardian app. Monitor performance, track battery health, and unlock advanced features right from your phone. Charge with confidence using EvoTech onboard and DC-to-DC chargers for fast, efficient, and hassle-free power management. Designed for maximum compatibility, these chargers keep your entire system running at peak performance, so you're always ready for the next trip. With a 10-plus-2-year non-prorated warranty, you can trust your batteries to perform for years to come. Our industry-leading warranty ensures you get the most out of your investment. With dedicated customer support if you ever need it, upgrade your marine power today. Set up your custom system at NorseLithium.com or visit Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood. Norse Lithium. No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaport Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaport Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaport, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaport Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check seaportlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-styled metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. APCO's crossbreed jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFCO's crossbreed jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFCO.com.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to Sankatine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
The CCA California San Diego chapter is hosting their Apps and Taps celebration at Marina Village Saturday, May 17th from 4 to 8 p.m. Join CCA for an evening of great food and drinks, live music, raffle prizes, and a special Beacon Award presentation to honor Let's Talk Hookup host Pete Gray. Tickets can be purchased at www.ccacalifornia.org with a limited number of reserved seating available. We'll see you there.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Johnny's going to do the coin flip, and the coin flip will be for the center console.
Yeah.
Fish and not a Mission Bay. Go for it, Johnny. So we've got a texter, and the texter today gets the center console. It's David Poway.
Hey.
That's our texter. And then the CCA and the $100 gift card to one of the three shops, Lemon Grove, Bait and Tackle, East County Bait and Tackle, or Dana Landing. You can use that $100. Is going to Jacob in Escondido. Congratulations.
And Jacob, congratulations. Boys, I can't get over what's going to go down at Dana Landing this Saturday. Again, if somebody wants to come in on the fun, get in on the best deals in town, free lunch, buy a raffle ticket to Friends Rollo, get yourself a free Salty Crew brew. There's just a great opportunity. Give us the rundown one more time, Johnny, on how we do it, where we do it, and when we do it.
Okay, you're just going to show up at Dana Landing sometime between 8 and 2 if you want to, you know, be in on all the fun. We have more detailed information if you go at Dana Landing on Instagram, and the same thing posts on our website, danalanding.com. Our phone number is 619-226-2929 if you have any further questions. But yeah, you can there's a constant banner running of all the deals going on.
You're doing a great job promoting it on social media. Kept me up to date. It's the best sale of the year, and it's all happening during the fishing season, when you're gonna buy this stuff at an amazing deal and get to use it literally tomorrow. Great job, you guys. Can't wait for the sale. Can't wait to see it. And maybe you can call and give us an update tomorrow or next Saturday. Let us know how she's going as a little reminder.
Oh, cool.
Thank you,
awesome.
Guys.
Hey, appreciate it very much, you guys. And really looking forward to the big sale again next Saturday. And we're really looking forward to tomorrow. We got Captain Jake from The Fortune, along with Carl Schmidt of Fisherman's Landing, going to be joining us, talking all kinds of fishing. More of your phone calls, more great times here on Let's Talk Hookup. You stay tuned. We'll be live on 97.3 The Fan, Facebook and YouTube Live, and that Let's Talk Hookup app.